London. Stay away from the Strait of Hormuz for what is called an interim period. This after a British-owned tanker was seized by Iran. Another vessel has been released. Tehran said today the seizure was in response to Britain's role in impounding an Iranian supertanker earlier. Here is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
One of the ships is British, the other sails under Liberia's flag. And Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt called the seizure unacceptable. Iran confirmed that it seized a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz because it was not complying with international maritime laws and regulations. It says the Liberian tanker is not detained. Earlier this month, Britain assisted in the seizure of an Iranian oil supertanker. President Trump says U.S. officials will speak with Britain about this unfolding situation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Our British government spokeswoman said today, "We remain deeply concerned about Iran's unacceptable actions, which represent a clear challenge to international freedom of navigation." A counterview from British Professor Mohammad Marandi. He says the U.K. has been doing America's bidding in the Persian Gulf. He appeared on Sky News.
The UK, as we know from the Spanish foreign minister, the UK carried out this operation at the bidding of the United States. So that's A. B, the UK is not committed to the nuclear deal. The UK is abiding by all the sanctions that Trump has dictated to the UK.
An explosion at a gas plant in central China's Henan province has reportedly killed 10 people and injured 20 others. Officials say 5 people are missing following the blast at the Henan Coal Gas Company. The official Xinhua News Agency reports all production at the facility has stopped. More news at voanews.com. You can also use the VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A large portion of the United States remains in the grip of a physically exhausting heat wave. Forecasters say more than 87 million Americans live in areas where high temperatures will probably set records today. The heat index here in the nation's capital is expected to exceed 40 degrees Celsius. A report on the eve of an international AIDS conference in Mexico finds that progress in fighting the global HIV/AIDS epidemic is slowing. The biggest reason, says the report, is that too many nations lack the necessary will for action. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UNAIDS' latest global update finds 1.7 million people were newly infected with HIV in 2018, and 770,000 died of AIDS-related illnesses. The report finds more than 23 million people are receiving antiretroviral treatment, but another 15 million are still not receiving this life-saving treatment. UNAIDS Acting Executive Director Gunilla Carlson says the report for the first time shows key populations and their sexual partners account for more than half of all new HIV infections. She notes up to 54% of new infections is being spread by sex workers, drug users, men having sex with men, transgenders, and prisoners.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. Germany is marking the 75th anniversary of the most famous plot to kill Adolf Hitler. It is paying tribute to the conspirators who were executed for trying to assassinate the Nazi dictator. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has our report.
Chancellor Angela Merkel attended the annual swearing-in ceremony for some 400 troops before addressing a memorial event being held in the courtyard of the building where plot leader Colonel Klaus von Stauffenberg was executed. Von Stauffenberg tried to kill Hitler with a briefcase bomb on July the 20th, 1944, but a table blocked the full force of the blast and Hitler survived. Von Stauffenberg and his fellow plotters were executed within hours. Painted as traitors by the Nazis, they're now seen as heroes. I'm Zaria Shakili.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed in Argentina on Friday the U.S. has imposed financial sanctions against a Hezbollah leader for the 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires, a blast that killed 85 people. Pompeo's visit came on the 25th anniversary of the bombing. The Argentine government has blamed Hezbollah for the attack. A powerful bomb blast outside the gates of Kabul University in the Afghan capital Friday killed at least 8 people and wounded 33 as students and lawyers waited to take exams. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Music today, the voice of America, VOA1. Laura last.